When you've got Omaha Steaks convenient everyday protein waiting at home, that what's for dinner panic turns into your weeknight win. And now's the time to buy during the Omaha Steaks Spring Savings Event. Save big on their exclusive lineup of mouthwatering steaks, gourmet burgers, air-chilled chicken, pork, seafood, and more. Go to omahasteaks.com for an extra $35 off when you use promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, what is the best way to financially help your child in today's economy? Is it making sure that they stay debt-free while they pay college fees? Is it putting money aside for them as they start out on their career paths? Or is it helping them later in life with money towards a down payment on a home? Well, joining us to discuss this is financial advisor Padraig Cassan. Good evening to you.
Good evening, Ciara.
I have children of this kind of age. I have three of them in college, and it has never struck me that this is an either or. Now, I'm not saying I would ever be in the position to help them out with a down payment for a house, because I certainly haven't at the moment. But I'd never say to them, no, I'm not paying your fees. Sort that out yourself. I'll put money aside. Do people actually make this choice? Because I kind of feel I've just been landed with the fees because they don't have any money and I wanted them to go to college.
Yeah, it's an important subject and a varied subject. With children today, collectively, they're staying in education longer. Mm-hmm. They're staying at home longer.
Oh, yeah.
They're renting longer. So there's, to design it to one particular set of circumstances, a lot of people would have maybe put arrangements in place in anticipation of college. But I don't believe any parent should probably cover the entire college estimation, because I don't think part-time work is a bad thing for kids at that age, to be able to learn how to fend for themselves and know the value of a euro. But some parents would say the rental cost is probably the hidden issue. And that mightn't apply for everybody that's, let's say, living in Dublin and don't have to the accommodation. So the, unlike the UK, the university fees are pretty reasonable here in this country. But now you're talking about masters and PhDs,
and it goes on. And they do get dearer.
And they get more expensive.
They can be 8, 10, 15 grand. They can be more.
Correct.
That's interesting. You said that you shouldn't cover the whole cost. I do cover the cost of the fees. And most people I know cover the cost of their kids' fees. But my kids do have part-time jobs. So they kind of cover their socialising. And I think that's a reasonable compromise.
Well, that's what I would mean. I mean, it's whether it's to pay the fees or whether it's to help with the socialising, it's not all given. Like in the States, people would come with enormous education bills before they start their careers. If you put the money into education, the starting off of the career should lead them to a better starting salary or a more secure future, etc. Where it changes then is as the people get older, because for a time it would have been, will we pay for the wedding and so forth. That is altering now, where there are some people with large estates and a lot of it in cash. As we know, there's about 163 billion sitting on deposits in the country. Excuse me. And the best way to deal with that is important, because the three-letter word of tax comes into the play, that you can give a small gift to each of your kids this year of 3,000 euros and you can give it every year and it doesn't form part of any of their estates. So as in it can come from your estate and then they still have the threshold and the full threshold of 400,000. So given the prices and the availability issues and of housing, deposits for children, the Bank of Mum and Dad is coming back into play a lot more now.
Yeah.
And helping them in that area can be important, particularly if you can create a 20% deposit instead of a 10% deposit. There's a huge differential in the interest rates and it can be important
and
in terms of saving money.
I mean, there's a cost of living crisis that we hear about all the time as well. And parents are experiencing that the same way everybody else is. So are there many parents, what kind of proportion are we looking at of parents who might either help with the 20% deposit or come up with half the deposit or some big chunk of the deposit? Is that a common thing? Thankfully my kids aren't at this stage yet, so I haven't had to navigate this.
Yeah, and hopefully when they come, supply might have improved, because that's the big issue.
Yeah.
I think because the prices they're having to pay, it's nearly become a necessity that the entire family have to get involved in trying to design the best way to approach getting on the ladder. Otherwise, the rental levels and the cost of rent in a lot of cases is more than what the mortgage is. But if you have a parent who has money sitting on deposit at 1% or less, and their children are borrowing the very same money at 3.5% or 4%, well, then they're starting to look at, is it appropriate or smart? Obviously, it's individual by nature as well. This sure. doesn't apply to everybody. And a lot of people out there might decide and say, well, that's great if somebody has a deposit to give to parents. But there are a lot of parents who have deposits and don't give it. And it might be tax efficient to do it, but in a proper design structure. As I would always say, you can borrow for education, you can borrow for housing, but you can't borrow for retirement. Parents shouldn't eat into their own existence either.
Yeah, and that might be why, even if some parents, I'm sure, have a buffer of, I don't know, 50 grand or something in savings over a lifetime. Mm. I don't know what anyone has or hasn't got. Giving it away in your 50s or 60s, that's risky too. I mean, they are your children, but you may need that buffer later on through ill health or something else happening, I presume, to the parents. So would you advise people to do this? Like, how much of their savings should a parent give away?
It depends.
And erode their own buffer.
So what you don't want to do is, it's great for the people with money and it's not bad for the people that don't have money. If your lump sum is 50,000, you don't give it away, because a rainy day issue can arise for you, but could also arise for the children, where it might be more appropriately spent at that time.
Yeah.
That isn't going to be the make or break of somebody affording or not affording a house. There is a reason why people should work hard to put a deposit together and appreciate getting on the ladder.
I actually agree with you about kids having a part-time job and knowing the value of money. That's another reason why I think that they should work.
It sounds like there's pressure on parents coming from their kids to get involved, which is kind of unfair. having funded them for their entire lives, they then have to come up with 20 grand or something.
I'm
or
not
30
sure
grand.
I call it pressure, Shane. The realism of what's coming. I mean, a starting house today in Dublin is around 500,000 euro. Mm. So it was fine when houses were 100 and 200,000 and the income was meeting it. A lot of these children are qualifying from an income point of view. The difficulty is trying to accumulate the deposit.
The 50 grand deposit.
When you look at somebody's entire circumstances, if they only have 50,000, it isn't a debatable conversation to have, because it isn't enough. But if you're talking about people that have 250,000 on deposit and it's sitting on deposit, their kids are going to borrow some of their own parents' money at 4% and the parents are getting 1%. And it's really, now if you have four or five children in the family, that creates the debate as well. I suppose what I would say is, are they putting pressure on parents? No, they're not, because most kids want to get on by themselves. The reality is, what the parents are seeing is, if they're borrowing so much money in terms of, if, let's say, a gesture or a contribution from the parents is appropriate to bring the loan to value of the mortgage down, yeah, it can have an interest implication on the interest rate that
or
you're charged.
Or if the kids are struggling to come up with a deposit at all and the parent really wants the kid to get a house, I presume that there's an internalised pressure there. Just lastly, Pádraig, in terms of...
One point I would make on that here is, where the parents see the nonsense of the rent being charged, they're saying, well, if we give them the assistance, their actual cost of their mortgage is lower than the rent, and they own the house.
And they will be spending money on a mortgage rather than rental, which
correct,
I think most parents would. But just lastly, in terms of what it actually costs to have children, if you thought about it, I think it would put you off having them. But in terms of college and maybe what people do give towards a wedding sometimes, or what they do give towards a house, what kind of money are we looking at per child that an average set of parents now is giving to their young adult children?
Well, I mean, as a dad of five kids, I know the answer to this morning, it never ends.
Oh,
because
God.
In some regards, but you have to, I suppose, kickstart them on their own careers and kickstart them with the assisting them on understanding the value of money, mm-hmm, and having to work for money. Taxation advice starts to come into it very quickly for graduates, particularly because they move into the 40% and greater tax rate. What does it cost? I would say, if you were averaging every child at probably somewhere around 10 to 15K per year, and then what eases that is part-time work, and then that work becomes more payable and so forth. So
lastly,
it isn't cheap.
Before we let you go, this text will come in. I'd love to know what you think of it. The Bank of Mum and Dad, while understandable, is only putting up the price of houses and rents. It definitely contributed to the Celtic Tiger. Young people need to learn how to be financially independent, no matter what the economic circumstances. What would you say to that?
It's a challenge. I mean, what's dictating that is predominantly the supply. And supply is absolutely crucial in the entire debate. And if you don't have enough housing prices will continue to stay high or go higher.
All I will say to you is, we did an item earlier where our guest said that we were on the verge of World War III, and your item has made me actually more nervous because I have four kids. Thank you very much for joining us, Pádraig. That is financial advisor Pádraig Hasan.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.